Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path number 6. So for you all, this new moon is bringing in the energy of the 8 as well as cardinal energy. So this is really interesting. There's a couple ways we can look at this. So when I think of cardinal energy, I think of a couple things. I think of like messengers to divinity, like or passed on loved ones. Or a lot of times when we spiritually speaking, when we see a cardinal, it can be a message from a loved one who's passed on, right? Or a message from your spirit guide type thing. So it's some kind of like divine guidance coming through. The other thing with cardinal energy, if we think about it in like astrology terms, you know, like cardinal energy, which is like Aries or Capricorn, that type of energy takes initiative. It's ambitious. It's the leader. It initiates something. It gets it started. It's sort of at the forefront, right? And so we're also working with a new moon around this new year. So there's a lot of like energy here for like new starts, new beginnings, initiating something new. And what's interesting is it's tied to the 8 energy of career, of being a business-minded leader, of expertise, of authority, of money, resources, status, power, influence, right? So there could potentially be some things that come in for you around this new moon that are new starts, new ideas, new inspirations, feeling almost like it's divinely guided, that's helping you to rejuvenate or refresh or start something new, right? When it comes to your career or your finances or having a platform of some sort or your contribution to society, et cetera, or becoming the authority or expert at something. And then sharing that expertise. You might find that you want to modify things that have to do with career, business, your contribution in the world. Or you might find that you're suddenly catapulted into a position of authority or leadership or owning your own business or something like that. And people are coming to you for your expertise and you need to step into that leadership role. You need to have those sort of healthy standards in place, those, you know, where it's like if you say, okay, my business closes at 5 and then you're answering emails and returning calls and all of that until 10 p.m., you're setting the standard that, okay, I say my business closes at 5, but it doesn't. It closes at 10. So just keep calling, right? So, you know, it goes back to we have to sort of set the stage, which means like if we, especially if you have your own business or something like that, even if you don't, even if you work for somebody, right, you can still have these healthy standards of, you know, I would like work-life balance. So when my shift is over, it's over and I will come back and give 100% when my shift starts again. But so it's kind of that sort of energy as well. You might find, especially as a 6, right, where sometimes that can be the journey of figuring out how to put yourself first while also being sort of there for others type thing. And so you might find that it comes in pretty strongly around this time with new ideas on how to do that, that feel good for you, but that also sort of get your point across. So this could be a time where, again, it's like a reset or a new way of doing something that feels much more aligned, much healthier for you, that allows you to have more work-life balance, more stability, more structure in whatever it may be. Can also be around like relationships and that sort of thing, but it's very much tied to, again, Well, you know, it could be because eight energy can also be around contracts, right? So this could definitely be a new way of seeing a current relationship, getting more serious about a current relationship, or changing things up a little bit so that, you know, as you both evolve and continue to grow, you can kind of do that together in some way. So for some of you, this could be, you know, a time for adoption, a time for getting married. It could also be a time for getting divorced if that's something that's, you know, on the trajectory for you. But it's whatever it is, because you've got cardinal energy, it's going to feel very divinely guided and it's going to feel right. Whatever it is that comes in that, you know, is asking you to sort of step into your power in this area, whatever that may be, right? Because again, eight energy can bring in power dynamics. So there can be like where someone is pushing up against you and you need to push back a little bit, right? And you can do that in a gentle way, but, you know, while maintaining and holding your healthy standards. So interesting energy here. You could definitely see some big things come in around this time around money or new ways to make money, new ways to promote yourself, get yourself out there. You know, you could maybe like be changing jobs or applying for a promotion at this time or getting that promotion. A lot of that could be coming in and you could see that you suddenly find yourself in a position of authority or influence. And then of course the question becomes, what are you going to do with it? And some of this coming in could feel a little bit scary at first because you might not think you're ready for it, whatever this may be, but you are, right? It's coming in, you're ready. And because Cardinal's here, there's something from like a higher consciousness coming through that's assisting. This is like very supportive, assisting kind of energy that has to do with all things associated with the eight, right? The other thing is that's really interesting is 2024 is an eight universal cycle. So you've got this really like powerhouse energy behind you, and then you're working with this for this new moon. So there's something here you might see that you need to initiate, start, move towards, or some new big idea might come in for you that you want to move towards. Also with relationships, you could see that some dynamics within your relationships change a little bit, and you're sort of at the helm of that. So beautiful, beautiful energy coming through for you all around this new moon. Again, it's what you do with it, but I hope it is a beautiful new moon. Happy New Year, sixes, and I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.